Now, Jodie Moffat is the editor of the Local Times and now the Guides. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. Now, Jodie, what's the latest in news and community views?
Sure. So I'm really excited because this month I get to share with you and the community the great news that our first edition of the Caboolture Guide is out this weekend. It's a free monthly magazine. You can find it in stands all around the community, and it covers stories and events that are happening in Caboolture and the surrounding areas of Narangba and Deception Bay all the way through to Alimba. There are loads of local stories and events in our June edition, but there's just a few that I wanted to highlight for you and your listeners this morning. Of course, the big event for June is the Caboolture Show. It's the 97th annual show, and it kicks off on Friday, the 7th of June. It will feature, of course, a variety of rides, food, show bags, entertainment, plus, of course, rodeos on Saturday and Sunday. And we have a full story with all the details you need to enjoy the Caboolture Show.
Okie doke. Now, I believe there's also a little bit of a story about the King Street Players, Jodie.
Yes, that's right. They're actually now known as KSP Theatre, and they're located in Burpengary. This month, they're going to bring to audiences a rollicking good time with their latest production called Song Contest, the Almost Eurovision Experience, which is perfect timing at the moment.
It is.
It's got outrageous costumes, amazing choreography, and outstanding vocals. So you're guaranteed a fun night out. The best thing is the Almost Eurovision Experience starts this Friday, and they have performances throughout June at KSP Theatre in Burpengary. Mm-hmm. Where you can also find out all the details on the Elton John Experience, which is at the Caboolture Sports Club, the Animals Farewell Tour at the DAG Pub, and the Cheer FX Showcase at the Morayfield Sports and Events Centre, which are all stories in our What's Hot Around Town column this month. There's also some really great local stories you can read about, including the new 150-place childcare centre and development proposed for Morayfield. You can read a really heartwarming story about two locals who care for our senior dogs. And there's an inspiring story behind the Harrison Payne Initiative, which at the moment they're funding 10 young local drivers to help gain their driver's licenses. We've also got a really handy trades and services section in the back, a dining guide, and a comprehensive gig guide so you can plan the whole month's entertainment.
And Jodie, that comes out this Thursday and Friday, so we should be looking out for that. And
absolutely.
Now, yeah. You've kept us up to speed with what's going on. And, of course, listeners, that was Jodie Moffat, the editor of the Local Times and the Guides. You're keeping the community connected and informed. Thank you very much, Jodie.
Thank you, Rosemary. Have a great day.
Thank you.